Hello and welcome to Mindfulness, Music and More with me, Charlene Ibala-Lucas. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and to bring you the fourth season of this podcast, focusing on your mental health and well-being. In this, the second part of the season, we will be talking to people who have turned their passion into their businesses and careers. We'll be asking them how they keep physically and mentally well and what challenges they have faced to get where they are. So be prepared to be inspired, informed, motivated, and entertained for the next hour as we talk about mental health and mindfulness, play some music, and meditate together. My first guest today graduated with a degree in international business from Brunel University in London, and she now runs K2 Roots, selling 100% natural hair oils here in Kenya. She launched the company in 2021. She says that she has always wanted to help people and make a difference in any way she can, and starting a business is one of the ways of doing this. She describes herself as empathic, loving, and authentic. Harshini Shah, welcome to Mindfulness, Music, and More.
Thank you for having me here, Shalini.
So tell me, Harshini, why did you start this business in 2021? What was the motivation?
Well, if I'll be very honest with you, after having to come down abruptly due to the pandemic and not being able to find a job, I knew I needed something in my life that would help make a difference to people and help me find my purpose. I've always had a passion for hair care, having had and maintained long hair ever since I was a child, and thought this would be a great business opportunity whilst helping people look after themselves.
Okay, so were you looking for work in London, or were you looking for work here after your degree?
I was actually looking for work here.
Okay, and you couldn't find anything?
Not initially, no.
Okay, so I know you are passionate about your own hair, but how did you decide to do hair oils? And they're 100% natural. What does that mean, and where do you source them from?
So all oils are organic, they're 100% pure. I source them locally. I feel like it's important to promote local businesses whilst you're building your own business.
Okay. What kind of hair oils are we talking about? What products are we talking about?
So, as in the ingredients in
yes.
some of my oils?
Yeah.
Cactus oil.
Cactus oil.
Yes. Argan oil, jojoba oil, almond oil. Just, we have like a wide range that we mix into each oil individually.
How do you know what to mix into what? I mean, I wouldn't know. I can't even mix food ingredients, let alone hair oils. How do you know that cactus oil is good for your hair?
If I'm being honest, there was a lot of research that had to be done in 2020 for me to get to where I am right now.
Okay.
I can't give you all the logistics for obvious reasons.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to give your trade yes. secrets away. No, I get that.
Secrets are mine.
Yeah. But you had to do the research online, or did you actually go to people and ask? I mean, how do you know that these products... How do you know this oil is not going to do more damage than good?
So a lot of research online, and okay. then I'd make a lot of like testers,
okay.
which I did give out to people initially.
Okay, so hey, if you gave me a tester and said, I don't know how this oil is going to react on your hair, I would say no. So you got guinea pigs, they were happy?
I mean, I wouldn't really put it that way. Okay. I did like run a few tests myself.
So were you not scared of losing hair or spoiling your hair or damaging your hair?
I think I had enough faith in okay. what I was doing. I feel like that's really important with whatever you do in life. And because of that, I am where I am right now. And there have been no repercussions. No one's experienced any damage or side effects through any of the oil so far.
I like the confidence. And I think you're absolutely right. To launch a business, you need to have the confidence. So I do like that. So tell me, I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram, I've been quite open about this. I have lost a lot of hair recently mm-hmm. in the last say 6 to 8 months, so much so that I went and cut my hair. In fact I sat in the hairdresser's chair and I said, shave it off. And he said, look, let's talk about this. I don't think you want to shave it off. And he's given me a pixie cut, and actually it's helped. I think I'm still losing hair, but it's not so obvious. But you know when you're in the shower and the hair's like literally cut, you might not know, but a lot of my listeners might understand this, and you're actually getting clumps of hair out. Is there something I can do to stop hair loss? Are there any oils? And what about if now I want to grow my hair out? Is there any hair oil that will help grow my hair faster?
Okay, firstly, I think you look amazing with your pixie cut. You just look more vibrant and just more happy. So I'm like glad to see that.
Okay,
secondly, personally, I don't think there is anything in the world that can fully stop hair loss. I know things that will help reduce hair loss, but not fully stop it.
Okay, what kind of things reduce hair loss?
Well, a few of my clients that have bought both Moonshine and Growth Elixir have noticed a reduction in hair loss. I'd also say changing your diet, getting enough sleep. Like you said, like your podcast is about mindfulness and wellness. At the end of the day, like you have to be able to take care of your body and yourself for everything else to work in your favor too.
I love that. So you're saying that it's holistic. If you don't look after your body and your mind, your hair's going to suffer as well.
I mean, I experienced the same thing, if you don't mind me adding.
Yeah, I do. Please tell me.
In February, we went through like a difficult time with the family.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of hair in that month.
Yeah.
More than I can imagine. So I guess you have to take care of yourself no matter what you're going through.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, when my husband Jeremy died, one of the things of widowhood is women lose so much hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew that was happening. But now my doctor says it's hormonal. So I kind of like, okay, it's fine. It's good. It's all good. But what was it? The Growth Elixir, was it?
Yeah, Growth Elixir and Moonshine.
Oh, okay. I might have to get those from you.
I actually do have a sample kit ready for you today.
Thank you. Oh, I love this job. I really do. I'm so inspired by you, Harshini. How old are you that you've started your own company? How old are you?
I'm actually 23, but I started my business when I was 22.
Have you always... Okay, you've done international business. Did you always know you wanted to start your own business eventually?
If I'm being honest, no.
Okay.
I never thought business would be the line for me.
Okay.
I'd always wanted to go into psychology or something along those lines, but I guess life has a way of surprising you.
Why did you do international business if you wanted to do psychology?
Initially, I did want to do international business. And then along the way, I was like, am I really interested in this? But like my parents have always given me the freedom of choice, the opportunity to change as and when needed. And I said, okay, let me finish this degree. If I feel like continuing later on, I can always pursue another degree. Like options are open.
Okay, so you had options.
Yes.
And do you come from a business family? Are all your family in business?
Yes.
Okay, so because I come from a business family. So my mom and dad both ran their own businesses. So when I was teaching dance, I was like, okay, I don't want to just teach dance. I want to run a business in dance. So I get it. So tell me, what is the most difficult thing about running your own business?
I guess showing up when you don't feel like showing up.
Yeah, there's nobody else to show up.
Yeah, especially when it's a one-man show. Like, you've got to do everything, even when you don't feel like doing it.
Okay. What is the most rewarding thing?
Getting reviews from my clients. I always get so excited when people tell me, like, how the oils have worked wonders for them.
Okay, that sounds amazing. And where do you see your company going? I mean, what's the next thing for Harshini and for K2 Roots? Actually, let's talk about why K2 Roots. Why did you call it that?
Okay. So K2 Roots is... The name itself holds a very special place in my heart.
Okay.
So starting my own business, I wanted to incorporate my parents into it somehow.
Okay.
They've been my pillars and have always given me the best in all areas of my life. I couldn't thank them enough for the way they brought up my brother and I into this world. So K2 signifies them, and that's where they're at the front of this venture.
Did their name start with K?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then roots, so this goes two ways, one being cultural, ethical, and family roots. These have grounded me and have made me who I am today. So they're my base, my source, my foundation. And then obviously the other part being hair roots, which now like incorporates the whole concept of hair care whilst putting in the traditional ritual of hair oiling.
Yeah, I love it. It's
pretty
really
significant.
Thoughtful. Yeah, really thoughtful. I love it. I do want to know where the company's going, but let's talk about that in the next section.
Sure.
I do. Your song choice is Brother by Codeine. Why have you chosen that song?
It's for my brother, actually. He's been my pillar through everything.
You're very family orientated, huh?
Yes, that's how I've been brought up.
Okay, I listened to the song. It's hauntingly beautiful. So let's have a listen.
Wish I could relive every single word. We've taken different paths and traveled different roads. I know we'll always end up on the same one when we're old. And when you're in the trenches and you're under fire, I will cover you. If I was dying on my knees, you would be the one. You were drowned at sea. I give you my love.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More with me, Shalini Bala-Lucas. My second guest graduated in hotel management from the Swiss Hotel Management School, Les Roches. On her return to Kenya, she had only been working for 1 month in hospitality when the COVID-19 pandemic started. And so much of the hospitality industry in Kenya shut down. With so much free time on her hands, she started doing online courses in skincare. And over the next few months, her company, Skin365, was born. Starting with only 6 products, she now sells over 30 handmade, natural and organic skincare products. She describes herself as ambitious, confident and an extrovert. Payal Chandaria, welcome to Mindfulness Music and More.
Thank you so much for having me, Shalini.
So tell me, you were obviously very bored over the pandemic and you started doing online courses. Why skincare? What was it about skincare that drew you in?
I think since I was little, I was always drawn towards anything to do with my skin. And I thought maybe let's look for an alternative over all the chemicals and just get something that would work for eczema or psoriasis, because my sister and I get eczema on and off. So we were looking for something that would work with our skin.
So were you at any time, whilst you're doing these online courses, were you thinking, I'm going to run a business?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
It was more of maybe just something we can make at home and use at home for ourselves.
Okay. So it's interesting you went to Les Roches, because I'm a Les Roches alumni and I don't work in hotels at all. Do you see yourself going back to hotels?
No, I don't. Okay.
Did you have a good time at Les Roches?
I did, though.
Okay. That's, you know, that's part of the... But also, I think one of the things Les Roches teaches you as a hotel management school is how to run a business.
Yes.
Do you feel that you learned enough there now to run a successful business?
More or less. I think from what we learned, it was more based on how to run a hotel or how to run a spa. I can incorporate a few things from there, but I think it's not the same thing.
Okay, so yeah. But you'll have got transferable skills, I would have thought.
Yes.
Because you learnt HR, yes. Accounting,
yes.
Marketing. Why Skin 3... How do you say it? Is it 365? Skin 365.
I say Skin 365.
Okay, Skin 365. Yeah. Why have you called it this?
So Skin, because skincare. And 365, because 365 days in a year. To... Well, your skin doesn't take a break, basically.
Yes.
you need to take care of your skin every day.
Okay.
You need to do something. You need to clean your face. You need to take a shower. You need to scrub, exfoliate. So 365 days.
Okay. So tell me what you think. And I'm extremely lazy when it comes to my skin. So you have to be like, you have to understand that I'm not going to do everything. But I'm curious to know, what is a good skin regime for the morning and the evening? Can you share that with us?
Okay, starting with the face.
Yeah.
You would have to cleanse your face.
Yeah.
Maybe put on a toner.
Yeah.
Which could be rose water, or what we have is a sun-kissed face mist. Just spray it on and then let it dry, sit in the skin for a few minutes. Then put on one of the serums that we have. And then put on a bit of sunscreen and your day goes on.
Okay, so it's maybe two or three products at most. Yeah. Okay. And what about, and then I put makeup on, obviously. I say obviously, I don't know what it is. Then what do you do in the evenings?
Again, you have to wash your face before going to bed. You can always use a face mask to, you know, take off everything off the day.
Yeah.
Especially if you put on makeup and all that. You can use a face mask, wash off your face after that. And then just let your skin breathe.
So you don't actually put any creams or anything on at night?
I don't, personally.
Okay. That's really interesting, because I know a lot of people who spend a lot of money on expensive night creams.
Night creams and under-eye cream and all that. So what I saw from under-eye creams is you're paying just a lot of money for something that's a regular moisturizer.
Okay.
So what we have is the cucumber under-eye gel.
Okay.
For anyone that has bags or dark circles, they can actually use that at night before going to bed.
But otherwise, you don't really advocate putting anything on your skin at night.
No.
Wow, ladies, you've heard it here. Ditch the expensive night creams. I love to hear it. I don't, at night, I take my makeup off and that's it. I don't put anything on my face. So as you say, skin needs to breathe. I think we forget that skin needs to breathe. So your products are all handmade, natural, organic. Now, a bit like Harshini, how did you decide that these things are good for your skin?
I actually tried some of the products on myself.
Okay.
And then I've got a couple of men's products like beard oil and beard wash.
Yeah.
Which I tried on my fiancé and he was willing to try it on.
bless these guinea pigs you girls have found, huh?
So yeah, it was a good thing.
Okay. You've gone from six products. What were your first six products? And now you've got 30. And when did you start?
In June 2020.
So in less than 2 years, you've gone from six products to 30. That's really amazing. What were your first six products? Can you remember?
Yeah. I had rose water. I had four of my face masks.
Okay. And
then, and I can't remember the other two, but yeah.
Okay. And then what kind of things are you, reel off a couple of things that you're selling now.
I've got body scrubs. I've got soaps. I've got facial soaps and body soaps.
Okay, so when we talk skincare, we're talking not just the face, but the body as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got moisturizers and things for the body?
No,
okay.
Just the scrubs, because they're quite moisturizing enough. So when you get out of the shower, you don't need to put any lotion or anything because your skin will be soft.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find this really interesting that you're not actually trying to sell lots of stuff. You're trying to sell perhaps one or two that really make a difference.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual, because usually skin beauty product companies are trying to sell you 10, 15 things at one time. I get completely flustered. I can't use so many products.
That's why I started this, actually, because I used to be one of, you know, the people that walk into like Sephora or Boots and look for like 1,000 different products and then buy everything and then it'll just be lying on my bathroom shelf and I'm trying to wonder, what do I use today and what not?
Okay, so you're like me, you like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
I'm now in my 40s and getting older. What do you have anything for the aging face skin?
I do.
Okay.
So I have a liquid gold facial serum.
Okay, what is that? What's in it?
So it's got rosehip oil and tamanu oil.
Okay, what's tamanu oil? I don't know.
It's like a cactus, actually.
You guys like cactus, not cacti. Okay.
But it's really good for aging skin and it's quite cooling as well.
Okay.
And rosehip at the same time works with getting rid of wrinkles.
Okay.
And it gives you a glow on the skin.
All right. Sounds like I need a bottle of that. Okay. We'll be definitely shopping with you. What is the hardest thing about running your own business?
I think, like Harshini said, showing up and actually being present on the page every day.
Even when you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And what's the most rewarding thing?
Talking to my clients, them telling me how they've enjoyed the products and how it's made a difference to their skin, whether it's acne, whether it's eczema, psoriasis at this point.
What kind of things do you use for eczema and acne?
For acne, I've got a detoxifying face mask. Okay. And for eczema and psoriasis, I have a mermaid face and body scrub.
Okay, what's in that?
So it has tea tree.
Okay, which is cooling and healing. Yeah.
And then there's another ingredient that I don't want to put out.
No, that's fine.
Unless a client asks me personally, I would give it out. And it's all my scrubs are sugar scrubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have put a lot of thought into this. I love the fact that it's all handmade, it's natural, it's organic. That's amazing. So, Paya, let's go to your first song choice, which is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Why have you chosen this song?
It's a very near and dear song, actually, because my fiancé proposed to me with that song.
Okay, that's a romantic reason. Fantastic, I do like that. When and how did he propose?
He proposed in TGRV, go-karting.
Okay.
2 years, well, 1 year ago.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of wedding planning happening.
Yes.
It? Fantastic. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to the song.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Baby, come on.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Shape of you.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More. And in the studio today, we have two young entrepreneurs in their 20s, Harshni Shah and Payal Chandaria. So, ladies, running a business, I know, can be very stressful because as sometimes you don't want to show up and you have to show up. But there are stresses of making money, making sure your product is good. How do you keep physically, mentally, and spiritually well? And that I'll ask Harshni first.
So I think the most important thing is when your body tells you that it needs a break, take that break. When your mind tells you it needs a break, take that break. I can't stress that enough. I feel like a lot of people just overwork themselves to exhaustion and nothing good ever comes of that. So when that happens with me, I just sit back, I take a nap if need be, I go spend time with my dogs. I feel like pets and animals in general are just so healing. I always have a cup of tea. If you know me, I'm an addict, a tea addict. Read a book. I feel like with books, like, you don't really have to exercise any part of your brain that much. You're just like taking in information and some sort of movement. So whether that's like doing Pilates or like going out for a walk, just get some fresh air. It'll help your like mind and body just like rejuvenate itself, which I think is really important.
I love those. I love all of that. Sleeping, going out into nature, and pets for sure. And what about spiritually? Do you do any kind of meditation? Are you religious?
I am religious and I am spiritual. I feel like people classify those two things differently.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm both.
Okay.
Yeah, prayer always helps when you feel like you're overwhelmed. Pray. The okay. universe or God or the higher power, whoever you believe in, is definitely going to like help you get out of that. I am very spiritual in the sense where I have crystals all over my room.
Okay.
I carried crystals with me in my bag today too. It's sort of like a grounding technique for me. And sometimes if I feel like there's too much going on in my life, I'll light a candle and just journal.
You have it sorted, girl. I wish I was like that at your age. I was running around like a headless chicken, working. But I feel like there is so much out there today that perhaps we were not as open to or exposed to via social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that young people today really have got an understanding of things like crystals and grounding. And I didn't even know what these things were in my 20s, right? So what about you, Payal? Are you on that same journey or different?
I think pretty similar when it comes to crystals and crystal healing and all that. My mum actually exposed me to Ed's crystals and crystal healing. And we've been actually healing ourselves with that. So when I need a break, I'd go to my crystals. Or next best would be retail therapy or Netflix.
Okay, now you're talking a language that a lot of people understand. Okay, so but I think that's very down to earth, right? That's what you do. But what about physically and mentally? How else do you look after yourself?
Physically and mentally would be meditating. Mm-hmm. Mentally, of yeah. course. Physically, I still haven't put that down yet.
Okay. So you're still figuring it
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair. This thing is very honest. And do you find that, do you speak to people about your stresses in your work? Do you have people you can turn to and go, oh, I'm really struggling, or I am struggling with money to do with a business, or products aren't selling? Who do you speak to, Payal?
I usually speak to Harshni. Ever since I met her, I think it's been very easy for me to speak to her, you know, tell her that, oh, I haven't been feeling up to it. And then my mom as well, because she's been with me from the start. So if there's anything I need help with, like naming the products or anything, she'd be there for me.
That's amazing. And what about you, Harshni?
Family orientated, obviously.
Yes.
So my parents and my brother and friends like Payal and Alex. Like, I think when you start a business, you sort of find your community.
Yes.
And that's where Payal ties into this. I feel like there's no like jealousy, no drama. You know, if I need help or she needs help, we're just there for each other. And I think it's just so important to build that connection with people in that community.
I love that. You're kind of biz buddies, so you really work together. I think having, because running a business can be a lonely, lonely thing. So I love it that you both have each other. Harshini, your quote for today, which I found really interesting, was by Ram Dass. It was, "When you see the beloved all around you, everyone is family and everyone is love." Why did you choose this quote? Why does it resonate with you?
So let me ask you, Shalini, what's the strongest power in the world?
Well, I think of everything as energy. And so the absolute for me is the strongest power.
Okay. So personally for me, like, I respect your opinion and I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. But personally, I think love is the most powerful thing in the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I think this is why this quote resonates with me. Because if I see love everywhere and I do everything with love and I feel love itself, opportunities come to me, blessings come to me. I can radiate that back to the people that surround me.
So. I have goosebumps. I actually don't even know what to say. I feel like I'm being taught a lesson by somebody so much younger than me. I love it. I absolutely love it. And you're right. Actually, love is probably the strongest emotion that we feel and experience as human beings. And it's very interesting that when you come to things with love, I love that. That's very inspiring. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Pyle, yours is by Angelina Jolie, and it's, "There is no greater pillar of stability than a strong, free, and educated woman." Why have you chosen this quote?
I think since I was little, my mom's always told us, you need to be educated, you need to be strong, you need to be able to put yourself out there to get what you want. And I think that's always stayed in the back of my mind, that if I want to get anywhere, being a woman, I have to do all these things. I have to be strong. I have to put up a strong front to actually get anywhere I want to.
Okay, so that really, I love that quote as well. But two very beautiful quotes, ladies. Thank you so much. So Harshini, if I were to cast your way to a desert island and you could only take one book with you, what would it be?
The Alchemist.
Why?
So I read that book last year, I think mid last year, and it was just so eye-opening. This was the first book I've ever read where I took a pencil, a pen, or a highlighter and just like circled important words or underlined important things. It was the one book where I learned so much about myself and about the world that we're in.
Okay, great. And so that I that is one of the most popular choices on this show. Okay. The Alchemist and also the Bible are two very popular. What about a song? What would you take?
Angel Eyes by Raghav.
Okay, why?
So this takes me way back. I used to be obsessed with Raghav when I was
a kid. Oh my God, he's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
So can you imagine like 4-year-old me fangirling over him?
Yeah, man, I was 20-something and I was... Okay, so that's the song choice. Why that particular song though?
It's just always been my favorite song of his. Okay. It was catchy and Angel Eyes. Okay. It's beautiful, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we definitely play that for you. And what about the luxury item?
So I said a ring, in particular, this ring that my family gave me for my graduation. Okay. So when I look at it, like, I mean, with jewelry, if you're stuck on an island, you're going to wear it, whether you're in the water, on the palm tree, in a boat, anywhere. And if I look at this ring on my finger, I'll just remember my family or like my accomplishments or like how much strength actually have within me to get through whatever happens, even if I'm stuck on a desert island.
I think that's a really lovely reason to do it. Tell me something, Harshini, where do you see your company going in the next few years? What are your ambitions?
So simply put, for KT Roots, I just want to have one word, like growth. I just want to keep it at that, growth. I'm hoping to reach more people with my products and help them feel empowered. We actually do have a launch coming up this month. So I'm planning to launch about 3 to 5 new products.
I love it. You are ambitious. I love that. I love the fact it's growth because it's all about hair as well. Growth is a pun there. So it sounds great. Harshini, thanks so much. Let's have a listen to your song, which I'm actually really looking forward to. It's Angel Eyes by Raghav.
Yo, Frankie Max.
Hey, yo, I want you to give me a long time.
You don't know, you see that girl now?
Hey, I wonder who shall look for.
Like, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't live without.
Welcome back to Mindfulness, Music and More with me, Shalini Bala-Lucas. Ladies, every week we do a meditation and I'm so inspired by you two that I've written an inspiration meditation specifically for today's show. So to all my listeners, closing your eyes or lowering your gaze if you feel comfortable to do so. Just sitting with that for a moment as you roll your shoulders back and allow your palms to rest on your knees, facing upwards. Now bringing your attention to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out through your nose. And breathe in the fact that today is a new day. Breathe out. My point of power is this present moment. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am divinely guided and supported. Breathe in, breathe out. I show up when it matters with new ideas and creative solutions. Breathe that in, breathe out. Today is a sacred gift, and I will show up to this day with grace. Breathe in, breathe out. Today is a sacred gift, and I will show up to this day with love. Breathe in, breathe out. I show up when it matters. Breathe in, breathe out. I am in charge of my thoughts, my emotions, my energy, and my intentions. Breathe that in. Breathe out. In this present moment, I am strong. I am free to just be. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And now gently bringing your awareness to the space you're in, your body, my voice. And when you feel ready, gently opening your eyes. How's that, ladies?
Really good.
So, Payal, you do meditation, you said, that to keep sort of emotionally and mentally well.
Yes.
What kind of meditation do you do?
I just sit for 5 minutes with, you know, some crystals in my hand. And just think about something positive.
Okay, so positive affirmations. Yeah. Okay. If I were to cast your way to a desert island and you could take only one book with you, Payal, what would it be?
Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur.
Love it. Why?
Because of the quotes that are in there.
She's an amazing writer. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Definitely a book to get and definitely a good one to have on an island. And if there was one song you could play, what would it be?
Attention by Charlie Puth.
Why?
It's just a song that I really, really like.
Okay, so no reason.
No reason.
Okay,
as such.
Fair yeah. enough. And if there was one luxury item you could take with you, what would it be?
My sunscreen.
Of course it would be. And is that your sun? Have you created a sunscreen?
No.
Okay, so it's just sunscreen.
Yeah.
But is there anything that you've got for sun? Any products?
Not yet.
I like that. Very, yeah. very, not yet. So where do you see your company going in the next few years, Payal?
Reaching out to more people, helping more people with any skin conditions that they're uncomfortable with.
Okay. And do you see growth like Harshni?
Definitely.
Okay. In Kenya or abroad?
Abroad as well.
Wow, ambitious. I like it. Thank you, Harshni and Payal. You've both been so inspiring, and I'd like to present you with my books, Happiness, Is It Simply a Mindset Shift? And Always With You, as a thank you for appearing on the show. I'm giving you one each, and then you can read them and swap. And I know, Harshni, you like reading. Payal, do you like reading?
I do, yeah.
Okay. To all my listeners, these books are now available at Textbook Center and Rafa Books in Kenya and Amazon worldwide. Please also follow me for more mental health tips, mindfulness meditations, and lots more on my social media at JustJoom. That's JustJoom. Harshni and Payal, are there any final messages you'd like to share with our listeners? And how can people reach you? We'll start with Harshni.
So I'd just like to say something, actually.
Sure.
It's just a brief paragraph. Hair care is a part of self-care, and self-care is self-love. Our hair goes through many stages, whether it's natural or something we've done. But at the end of the day, I hope you all remember that whether it's your hair or any part of your self-growth journey, it's important to love every part of it. And you can reach me on K2Roots on Instagram. That's k2.roots.
Thank you. That was very, very, very powerful. Thank you. And Pyle.
I'm not much of a talker like Harshni. Just want to say thank you for the opportunity again. And anyone that wants to reach out to us, they're more than welcome on Facebook and Instagram on Skin365.
Thank you very much. I think it's really important to say that how you feel about your hair and your skin and how you look is very important to your mental well-being as well and your spiritual well-being. It's holistic, isn't it? I know that when I was going through my hair issues, I really did struggle. I think I exacerbated it because I was getting more stressed about it, and then I had to find a way around it. So I think what you're both doing is remarkable and very inspiring. So thank you to both of you. So to all my listeners, if you or someone you know is struggling with any mental health issues, please do seek professional help, whether that be a counselor or your doctor. You can also open up and share your feelings and mental health issues anonymously without fear of judgment on Bonga, www.bonga.or.ke. This is a safe space where you can start the healing process. To play out the show, Pyle's final song choice, Attention. I'm Charlene Bala-Lucas. I'm grateful to all of you for your time today. Thank you for listening, and until next week, stay happy, be mindful.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention, you don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention, I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. Baby, now that we're right here standing face to face. You already know that you won. You expect, but you're not coming home with me tonight.